So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my words, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Today is the Feast of the Reformation. On this date in 1517, Martin Luther posted 95 statements for debate on the church door in Wittenberg. He questioned the teaching of the established church and desired that all doctrine and teaching of the church come from the Bible alone. He had no desire to leave the church to start a new church body. He wanted to reform the church, take it back to the teaching of Jesus Christ, to the truth written by the prophets and the apostles. Confessional Lutherans still have the desire to proclaim our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil is because of God's love alone, received by faith alone, as revealed in Scripture alone, for the sake of Christ Jesus alone. That is the truth which sets us free from eternal death, which gives us the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Please join us this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church as we proclaim the truth of God's Word. May our Lord grant us ears to hear and hearts to trust in Him alone. Amen.